5 megahertz. The receiver is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville. This is an informal net. All interested parties. All traffic.
Tomorrow, and maybe it'll work out where you
situation or good purchase and go from there. Okay, Ray, well, thank you for checking in also. 73 to you and Clint both. This is N5AOW looking for check-ins.
KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, how's everything?
Well, not too bad. I'm pretty much, well, I've got my last cord of wood in the trailer. I decided to get that tonight because it could be snow tomorrow. So just about dark, I actually got it loaded. And as I was driving back along whatever road that is there, West Road, I guess. I did see a few real fine, looked like fine snowflakes in the air, just a little bit. Didn't continue, at least I don't see any here. Went down to Boonville for the Towpath Trekkers Club meeting at 6:30. And just got back in the house. It's 39 degrees. It seems colder, windy, but the wind was coming right out of the west. And when I was up there, and I was just thinking it's a prime candidate for lake effect. You know, that's the way it is around here. It's not like other places you go look up in the sky and it's real clear and everything, and you say, oh, it's going to be all right here. It could be real clear. But all you need to do is get that wind out of the right direction in the right place. Yeah, and I just pulled up the forecast here, and the National Weather Service says snow showers likely mainly after 3 a.m. Chance of precipitation 60%. Around an inch possible, and tomorrow snow showers likely mainly after 3 p.m. Light south wind increasing. A chance 70% new snow 1 to 2 inches, and then Thursday night is 1 to 3, and Friday is tapering off, and Saturday is supposed to be clear and sunny, but and then seems like towards the beginning of next week it's creeping up there again. So, you know, lake effect, I don't know if, you know, it doesn't say lake effect or whatever, but I'm guessing that that's what it would be. So, at least I've got all the wood here, and I don't have to go, you know, trucking around in the guy's field in the snow. And I threw a tarp over it, so if it does snow, it'll keep it a little dry and clean, and I can get that stack. So I've got all that chore done. Yeah, well, there you go. Anyway, so I'm pretty close to having all the necessary outside chores done, but the ones I didn't get to was any kind of antenna work, and I haven't really started to even work on any snowmobile, so I can't really say I'm ready for winter, but, you know, all the really important things, I guess, got done. So that's about it from here, and back to that, KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, it sounds like your preparation is working anyway, at least getting the wood in, you'll be ready for the snow. I guess we're probably due for it. I know they've been talking about it, and one of these days it's probably going to pound us, but yeah, we're getting teased with a little bit here and a little bit there. Like you say, when the wind changes, that brings it in, especially from the lakes, and usually in late afternoon. So I guess they're pretty much on target with that. Seems like a lot of times if we get rain during the course of the day, we usually get the clearing up which is the wind coming from the direction you were talking about, and I think it's from the lakes from north and northwest, and we usually get clear in the afternoon, so I think it works the reverse, or pretty much the same for the lake effect snow, so it's on its way, it's just a matter of time when we're going to get it. Okay, well, thanks for checking in, Pete. Always enjoy it. 73. And we'll make another call, see if anyone else care to check in. This is N5AOW, looking for check-ins. Well, I got a few things done myself today, not a whole lot. Mostly inside. Had a little problem with the float switch on the toilet. Seemed like it was always dribbling, and then it got to the point where it just wouldn't shut off, so had to change that. I got that done and a couple other little things in the house. Didn't go outside to do much other than get in the truck, but this afternoon I did some HF work, made some contacts there. That's about it. On the computer and got a few things accomplished on that end, so finally got that little bit of a problem I had taken care of, and it's working fine so far, knock on wood. Okay, well, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KV2ZSV.
ZSV. Tim, how you doing?
Just sitting down here in the shack where it's nice and warm. My wife and my daughter went out shopping this morning, and she left here about 7:45. She got home about 4:00 this afternoon, so I didn't do too much of anything except lay around.
Well, that's not a bad thing either. You gotta have those days too, you know. My wife's always telling me that, you know, I'm always on the go. I probably go 120% most of the time, and she says, when are you gonna slow up? So maybe you had one of those days, and that's all right. You know, you gotta take a little time to give the body some rest too. So at least that's what I've been told. Okay, well, glad you could check in this evening. Hope everything goes well for you for the rest of the evening and the rest of the week. Alright, we'll make a final call, see if anyone else cares to check in. This is N5AOW. Alright, hearing none. We'll now close the Blacker Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank all those that checked in tonight. We had Clint, we had Ray, Pete, and Tim, and all those that listened. 73 to all. N5AOW clear.
Traffic on emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. The stations come now, please.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
N5AOW, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, KC2NBU, hello Ray. N5AOW, hello Bob. Thank you both for checking in, much appreciated. Looking for any additional stations, with or without traffic.
This is N2WBX, good evening, no traffic.
N2WBX, all Dennis, thank you for checking in. Anyone else? Thank you all for checking in, much appreciated, folks. 73 strong, have a good evening, good day tomorrow. K-A-2-7-7.